This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's summer, and morning light comes quickly. I don't need an alarm to wake me up at 4 in the morning during the summer. My biological clock says get up, not to mention the raucous overture that starts before first light and goes for a couple hours before, you know, finally quieting down. But at dawn, I've got two species of male quail calling and three species of doves asking who's cooking for me. And, oh, isn't that sad? And no hope, no hope, no hope, say the Inca doves. And it's time to get up. Okay, okay, I say, out the door to cardinals, thrashers, cactus, wrens, finches, towhees. And I pet our dogs. Okay, okay, I'm up. On morning trots or walks across the land that surrounds our home there near the banks of the Ojolote, there are these signs of summer. That riparian corridor of the Ojolote hasn't looked so green and vibrant in years, being the recipient of late summer and autumn flow on that creek. Acorns are developing on emery oaks. I'm trying to get out of the growing business. I'm seriously trying to get out of the growing business, but seeing young acorns on oaks stirs my heart. As the sight of germinating acorns is a beautiful thing. The ash trees are loaded with samaras, and the fresh light green color on those samaras is in contrast to the rich dark green of the ash trees. So those female ash trees look as if they're flowering, those dangling seed pods, those samaras. The wild desert willows are in full bloom for miles along that creek. As the creek cuts further and further into the grassland, it leaves behind the oaks and the junipers, but the desert willow follows it across that land for quite a ways. The desert willow flowers, the wild ones found near us, are creamy, creamy white with just a little lavender and yellow pollen guides. Nice, crazy wild flowers. All across that grassland on either side of the creek, soap tree yuccas are blooming, 6 to 8 feet tall flower stalks off the crown. So a 6 foot tall yucca got a 6 to 8 foot tall spike. We're talking tall, 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 loaded with large white flowers, some stalks so laden they bend from the floral load. And those white flowers are pollinated by a yucca moth. Tegeticula yuccacella. Yucca moths emerge from cocoons in the earth, only like 3 or 4 inches deep in the earth, at the same time as the soap tree yuccas bloom. Coincidence? No. Male and females of this tiny moth, we're talking about a moth with a wingspan of 1 inch, okay? They mate, this little creamy, sort of creamy little colored moth. They mate, the male female mate. The female moth, now with fertile eggs, flies to a yucca flower, gathers pollen using specialized mouth parts from the anthers, this sticky yucca pollen. It adheres to her under her little head. And now she goes to the ovary. She goes to the ovary of the yucca flower, and using her ovipositor, which I read is shaped like a sword. Be careful, it's shaped like a sword. She makes a slice and lays her eggs in the ovary of the flower. Is that wild? It's wild. So she lays the eggs. Now she walks up the style to the stigma, ovary style stigma, the stigma, and deposits some of her gathered sticky pollen. This assures the pollination of that flower. And then, you know, she flies off in search of another suitable bloom to repeat the process. She only lives a couple, 2 or 3 days, so she's got to do it. Meanwhile, her larvae, the eggs hatch. They become larvae. The seed that her mom helped produce by pollinating that plant are what they eat. As they mature, they drop from the fruit to the ground where they burrow down 2 or 3 inches to pupate, and it all starts again. Yucca elata and a small moth, Tegeticula yuccacella, worked this arrangement out over millions of years. And this is happening on yucca elatas in the Sonoran Desert outside Tucson, in the Chihuahuan scrub outside Bisbee, and in the grassland around me. Yucca elatas have a wide range from 1,500 feet to 6,000 feet in elevation. Yeah. This relationship between the yucca moth, this Tegeticula yuccacella, and a species of yucca, yucca elata. Elata means tall, by the way. It just shows us again and again, my friends, the desert is beautiful. A little complicated, but so beautiful. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.